Brian, guaranteed that million-pound game at the very least, possibly, even Super League's available without having to go that far. I guess there must be a feeling of relief after that performance tonight.
I haven't personally sat and worked out the mathematical equation, but we knew it was the simplified one for us, which was if we win tonight, we know we're still in the hunt. So that's one box ticked. We've got another box to tick next week.
And views on the performance?
The performance was gutsy and determined and resilient, really. The performance started a long time before the kickoff this week for us. You know, it was met with some hurdles early in the week where some of the incidents that occurred really, you know, causes a distraction. So for me, because I've been doing the job for so long, it's like, yeah, okay, well, I've done this sort of thing before, and it's never what you want, but for young guys to deal with it, you know, and in Geordie Crowther's situation, he didn't know until he was playing until, you know, minutes before kickoff, and then Max didn't know he was playing. Max Jarrett, our fullback, he didn't know he was playing until last night. So, you know, for young guys to be then thrown into battle, 19 years old, and Tom Johnson, none of them have played any games, and certainly any first team games for, you know, months. So there was a lot of pressure on the other guys then, because they had to help those young fellas through it. So I dipped my lid big time to Nick Scruton, our team captain today, and also to Danny Kerman, who's our sort of club captain, but long-term injured. They put in a lot of work, I think, to keep everybody calm and settled and focus on what was necessary to get ourselves another crack next weekend.
So clearly pleased with that response from within.
Very much so, yeah. To put all that aside, I think, you know, it can be very... The distraction can sap energy. You know, you start to worry about whether the young guys can handle it, or, you know, who's going to play here, or he hasn't played for ages, and, you know, it's all under a bucket load of pressure that they've been under pretty much all season anyway. You know, I think the words that I used were the ones, determination today, because our opponents were determined to win. If they'd have won today, they were a chance of being in that million-pound game next weekend themselves. So, you know, we're pretty happy about what we got done today.
We knew about, obviously, a lot of the players who were missing today beforehand, but Ali Lawatiti was named on the sheet and was having a fitness test beforehand. Why did he not line up in the end?
Yeah, well, we did the same thing with him last week. He's had a little hamstring injury. You wouldn't think a man with legs that big could have hamstring problems, would you? But, he does have problems with it, and he got through last week, but today he just didn't feel right. So... Geordie got his 20 minutes or so of fun in the big time.
So Kevin Locke, Tim Smith, Reece Lynn, Scott Anderson, are they going to be available for selection from here on in?
They're not being treated as a group. You know, those guys are being treated individually. So the answer is yes and no to that. But how that will work out will sort of unfold during the next few days, I think.
Okay, we'll keep our eye on that one. You mentioned Tom Johnston as having a good game tonight. Anthony Mullally must have pleased you with his performance, and obviously Michael Seo bagging you those couple of early tries as well.
Yes, there were lots. You know, I'd probably struggle to and don't want to really. I think the whole thing was about the way our club as a group dealt with the issues that were on our table. They were there for everyone, knew about it. And we still managed to get the job done. So I think that took, you know, a lot more than the 17, but the guys on the field deserve the most credit for the way they dealt with things today.
We all know about Brian Smith's past and great career that you've had in coaching. Is this challenge at Wakefield as tough as it's been for you? Does it still raise your eyebrows? Is it more than you expected when you arrived?
Yeah, certainly this week was shot a few more things into the fire, but no, I'm just enjoying it. I'm probably a lot more relaxed about this particular project than than I have been at other times in my life, because I'm in a different position as a man myself. So I feel like I've dealt with it well, and I'm enjoying the challenges that are here. And you know, I was bitterly disappointed last week, like I've been bitterly disappointed many times before. So winning and losing still, you know, it's a big part of professional sport, as it should be.
And the next challenge that awaits is, of course, a trip to Sheffield next weekend. Are you up to that challenge?
Yep. Yeah, I went down and had a look at them in battle with Hull KR, and they're very similar to Halifax. I think we can expect a very physical, well-organised team. They played and stuck with Hull KR last night for a long time and had the last say in the game as well. You know, they were still fighting, battling it at the 80th minute, so last game at home for them for the season. So all those things to motivate them a little, but we've got one very big opportunity, you know, to keep ourselves in the hunt for the big prize for us, which is to keep ourselves in Super League again next season. So got no reason to think why we won't go and do it well next week.